So what we're going to do here is Woody and I are going to share three stories real quick, and all of them are true, but they could have happened anywhere all over the world, really. And one of them happened in Florida. That's the one you need to spot. We celebrate Florida. They crank out the crazy consistently. So if you can spot the Florida story first, well, 844-4WW-SHOW, you win. Woody's got number one right here.
We know we are entering into political season again, and so get used to more of story number one happening as a political candidate has said that his Facebook page was hacked when he posted a story and then paid for the boosting of it to, talk about his opponent and her breast milk. You know, that old story, because hackers really want to do stuff like that. This particular local candidate said that, it wasn't me that paid $100 to boost the post, saying that my opponent may be defective due to her selling breast milk online, or possibly it's her breast milk that's defective. What? Right. You know, hackers, bro, you don't understand how they work. They're just after your identity, and they would obviously do something like this.
I mean, never mind that clearly that's not hacking, but why would that even be something he would try to attack?
I'm not quite sure on that one.
You feel like we need to know more to this story? There may be something missing.
I'm trying to get through the firewalls so I can read the rest of the damn story. I'm answering none of these.
I mean, attacking your political rival by saying that her breast milk may be problematic?
Yes.
Seems like an odd move. I'm just going to throw that out there. And I'm not, really savvy when it comes to politics.
He says, I'm a 57-year-old man. I'm not a computer guy. It took me a long time to figure out what was happening. Did I buy a bunch of ads on Facebook? Yes. Did I buy one and boost it, remarking about my inferior genes of the opponent that I'm running against and her inferior breast milk? I don't think so.
That doesn't even make sense.
No, it really doesn't.
He did delete it as soon as it was posted. There are more questions than answers. I wish I could give them to you. Was it in Florida where this is politics as usual in today's day and age?
Well, I think we can maybe relate to story number two a little bit better. The man is experiencing pain in his innards and decides that he's going to go to the hospital to have the pain assessed. And they discovered the source of his pain. Anybody want to guess what was going on with this dude?
Some kind of tear in his esophagus.
No, I will tell you, it has something to do with he has consumed something.
Consumed something.
Accidentally?
Well, jury initially still out, although apparently the answer is no, not accidentally.
Safety pin.
You are really close. I'm gonna curtail the guessing at this point. The man claimed he didn't know why he was having stomach pains, and that's when the doctors realized that he had 87 nails and 7 push pins inside his body. That's all. About 2 to 3 inches long, each of them.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, really? we're not talking about...
No baby nails.
It's not a little tack. It's a full-on nail. He said he accidentally ate them. However,
no.
After some research and questioning, it was determined that he had gotten into a fight with his girlfriend. And apparently this is how he fights. Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to eat 87 nails and 7 push pins. Is it Florida? Is my question for you. 844-4WW-SHOW. Woody's got the third and final.
We are passionate about food in this country. Would you agree? I bring it up because a restaurant owner and his family are receiving death threats from hostile customers after switching from crinkle cut fries to straight fries.
Death threats.
Death threats, Chelsea.
Straight fries.
Yeah, you know, just the, you know, the crinkle cut as opposed to just what I would picture as a normal straight French fry. The owners of this restaurant say, we will not tolerate being sworn at, threatened with physical harm to myself, my husband, and my children just because we've switched French fries. They had a long-standing traditional crinkle-cut fry that people loved, and they recently switched it up. It was financial. It was getting, it was an effective cost-wise to keep the crinkle-cut on the menu, and so they had to make changes, and boom, people are sending death threats.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Quote, the blades are ridiculously pricey and flimsy on the cutter. It takes many blades to operate the cutter, so they were making their own fries. After sinking thousands, yes, thousands, I have chosen to go with an alternative cut French fry. They are still fresh cut daily, the best potatoes available, still a very expensive fresh fry. We are minimizing our cost. Please bear with us. Is it in Florida where the family is receiving death threats because of the change of French fry? Hunter is up first to try and solve our quiz. Hunter, all three stories actually happened. Which one went down to the plywood state?
Morning, guys. Story number three.
Story number three! Now, a state called Maine? Not exactly sure if that's actually in the United States. Is Maine in the United States of America?
It's southern Canada.
Bali's famous Franks in Waterville, Maine, said that they are not going to tolerate death threats after switching from crinkle-cut fries to straight cut fries.
Is Frank from Maine familiar with that place? Are you familiar with that place, Chelsea?
I don't know where it, Waterville, Maine is.
It's not that big of a state. It's,
okay, I'll ask.
All right.
Thank you.
Casey, 50-50 shot.
One.
Story number one. Yeah. Just a couple of candidates in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, who are battling back and forth after one of them bought an ad criticizing his opponent's faulty breast milk and her accusations of selling it online to unsuspecting families.
Stop with the social media. I'm trying to play Chelsea's How Fat's Your French Fry and cannot find it. Come so on. I don't know what's happened, but it doesn't seem to be here anymore. I do have this.
I hope tomorrow I find out how I can massage my raccoon.
But that has nothing to do with crinkle cut fries and death threats, so I'll keep looking. Story number two, not in this country. China is where the man got into an argument with his girlfriend and swallowed 87 nails and 7 pushpins. By the way, 4 hours worth of surgery is what it took to remove. I have placed the story on Twitter, and it includes various x-rays. You can see them right now at Woody and Wilcox. Interesting how they've gathered these nails. Look at the x-ray when you get
how fat's your French fry.
Thank you, Chelsea. Way to go, Woody. I'm glad you were able to find it. Look at the x-ray of this dude and the nails inside of him and see if that seems strange to you.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.